But before I say anything about his distinctive ideas, I just want to go back to his crisis. I'm very interested in that crisis. After 20 years of practice, I think he was in the shrine room most of the time, he realised he'd got nowhere, or at least he thought he'd got nowhere. He experienced failure. And this experience of failure, I would say, had a profound effect on him and shaped his whole attitude to Dharma practice and teaching. I myself find failure a very interesting subject. We've all experienced failure, I'm sure. Something we've tried to achieve, but were unable to. So I think everyone experiences failure. I believe there's a move in schools at the moment to stop having failed as a mark. A teacher who's putting this forward suggests deferred success. So Shinran and Honan each had 20 years of deferred success. I myself have experienced quite a lot of deferred success in my life. But when you fail to do something you've dedicated your life to, a failure spanning 20 years, that's something else, isn't it? Usually when that happens, the word failure changes from a verb to a noun, and you become a failure. And in his teachings, Shinran's very, very open about his failure, as is Honen. Shinran practiced what I call radical humility. He called himself a bonbu, which means foolish person, utterly foolish person. And as I say, he refused to think of himself as a teacher, and therefore he considered he had no disciples. Later on, his disciples called him Shinran Shonin, Shinran the Saint. But if he'd have heard about that, he would have not liked it at all. He was Shinran the Bonbu. But, and I think this is very important, although he openly admitted that he'd failed to make any progress while practicing in the monastery, he attributed this failure only partly to himself. In part, it wasn't his failure. It was partly circumstantial. It was partly due to the times he was living in. In common with many other Japanese Buddhists of the time, he believed he was living in the third age of the Dharma, where it was no longer possible to practice and make progress. Equivalent, I think, to the Indian idea of Kali Yuga, the dark age. And Japanese Buddhists call this age Mappo. Yes, he was a completely and utterly foolish being, incapable of practicing the Dharma. But so was everyone else. No one had the ability to practice the Dharma anymore. So his failure in the monastery was not really his failure, in the sense that he'd failed to do something that it was possible to succeed at. It was the failure of the system, the whole tradition of study, practice, realize, ethics, meditation and wisdom was now unworkable, could no longer be done. The time of self-power was over, he believed, and the only thing left to do was give yourself up to Amitabha, other power, and let the force of Amitabha's wisdom, compassion and merit take you there, to the Pure Land. And from there, you could gain enlightenment. So Shinran's ideas, his developments of Pure Land thought, his practice, his whole life, comes from his experience of failure and despair at being unable to make any progress. In fact, he made failure into a feature. So I sometimes say that Shin Buddhism was born from despair.